Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now, the hilarious Anna Gastar. How are you, Anna?
Hi, Mario.
So great to see you. Always get a big smile.
I haven't seen you since Grease Live.
I know. My gosh, how much fun was that?
It was unbelievable.
And it did well, which was great. And well received.
And it wasn't embarrassing. Yeah. Always a win, right?
Yeah. A lot of firsts.
Work without
live
shame.
With the live audience and the whole deal.
Yeah.
And you're going round two. I mean, you got a lot going on, but let's talk about this Sunday. You're in A Christmas Story Live.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
Classic. Love the original. Now, did it have a short run as a Broadway show for a minute?
Yeah. So The Christmas Story, you know, is the Christmas beloved classic,
sure,
with Ralphie. And the movie, you know, has its 24-hour marathon on TBS, which everybody loves. So the writers who actually ended up writing La La Land and Dear Evan Hansen, Pasek and Paul, the songwriting team,
wow,
wrote a musical version of A Christmas Story that did a little holiday Broadway run and some touring 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
It predated all the other things. And I think they, you know, Fox decided to air it as a Christmas special. So it's really fun. It's this, you know, A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful music. And the cast is great. Maya Rudolph's playing the mom. And Chris Dimitopoulos is playing the dad.
Oh, that's great.
And Matthew Broderick's the narrator. It's really great. Really
Jane
great.
Jane Krakowski as well,
Jane
right?
Krakowski's the teacher. Kim Jong has a fun cameo. And I think there's one other person I'm not allowed to say.
Fun.
Who has a cameo. And then I'm playing his best friend Schwartz, who he blames, I don't know if you remember the movie, but he says the F-bomb
right
when he's changing the tire with his
dad.
So he blames it on Schwartz. So what they did was that, you know, because it's a musical and they're trying to extend it into a full telecast, they decided to add a Hanukkah number for Mrs. Schwartz. So I'm singing because it's a Christmas special.
Awesome.
And why not have a Hanukkah special?
Yeah.
And there's not that many Hanukkah songs that everybody knows. So I'm playing Mrs. Schwartz and I'm singing this big, ridiculous, they call it klezmer jazz number. It's fantastic.
What's the name of the song?
Market for a Miracle.
Market for a Miracle. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's really,
so
really fun.
Fun.
And it was really cool, too, because, you know, so Mark Platt, who produced Grease Live, also produced Wicked, which I did on Broadway. And he's, you know, called me up and was like, hey, we think we're going to add this Hanukkah song. So it was kind of really exciting, like, to have something that you've done before beget something now. And super, just really thrilling. And so I got to sit, like, in a little bungalow on the Universal lot with Pasek and Paul, like, what do you think of this? And how about this?
Oh,
and like
cool,
working out this brand new number. So they wrote the number just for this production. So
that's awesome with original music. And are you shooting with a live audience or?
Yeah, but not in the capacity. It's different than Grease in the sense, it's super weird because it's exactly in the same locale with exactly the same crew.
Oh, at Warner Brothers?
Yeah, and I'm the only consistent thing because I was in Grease Live. It's a very weird feeling. Like we keep walking by, you know, what would have been the gym and, you know, Ridgemont High and all of that.
Funny.
So yeah, it's very funny. Like, but it's in that main town square at Warner Brothers, actually where there's all this history. It's where Music Man was actually shot too.
Wow,
so there's
cool,
all this sort of like musical theater history there, which is cool. So it doesn't have the kind of, I mean, you were there. I mean, that had like, it was like being at a One Direction concert or something.
Right.
There were so many Twitter followers behind the cast. It was a very teen friendly, everybody knows Grease. Everybody's done Grease. Remember?
Sure.
It was in Bananas.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
So this is a little more folky and homesy, I would say, like where none of us are, you know, pop stars.
but perfect for Christmas.
Great for Christmas. Yes. And the kids are just fantastic. And there's a ton of them.
Oh, that's
and they
great,
all tap dance and they're incredible. And America loves a singing kid.
That's great. And
yeah,
my buddy Mike Darnell's behind that, right? He's have you seen him running around there, little guy?
Curly, curly
little
hair.
Guy.
He is. He's a little guy.
He's behind what?
He's from Telepictures, the head of Telepictures. He's producing it.
The show, All of a Christmas Story. That's incredible. Yeah. No, I thought it's
Zach, sure he's been
Zach Woodley is the choreographer. That's
right.
Who I thought you were referring to. He did Grease and he also did Glee. He's like a television. And
is he also a little guy?
He's not that little. Yeah. So he's not little, actually.
Guy.
He's pretty tall. He's a wonderful choreographer. So, yeah. So it's great. I mean, you just, you know, but it's not as like, it's a different energy. Grease is, I don't know. How would you have described that experience?
I mean, that was, it was electric, right?
Electric.
Yeah. It was like a concert.
Yeah.
This is
less like a concert and more like a being inside a Christmas card or snow globe.
Well,
it's very magical.
Right, yeah. Very family oriented. So
and it's
cool,
set in the 40s. So everybody's dressed old timey.
Yeah.
And it's really cute.
Well, we're looking forward to checking it out.
I can't wait.
At home right there. And you're also back for season 2 of Lady Dynamite on Netflix.
Yep.
Do we get to see more of your character this season?
Oh yeah. Nice. Yeah, she lost her mind because she had a spiritual crisis because in the first episode, her self-driving Tesla crashes into her Tesla. And so she gets creamed and she has a spiritual awakening.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of the season, that's sort of the beginning point of where she goes.
Oh, fun.
She's out of her mind. You know, they all are.
Those are the best characters, though, right? And you're also part of this TBS show, People of Earth, which has been picked up for a third season.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So when do you start filming that?
That doesn't start until May, but I visited with the writer's room yesterday and they've got great things up their sleeves. You know, it's a show about survivors of abduction. So it's a really great, it's Greg Daniels and Conan are the producers and has their sensibility, I would say, really smart and really quiet and kind of the opposite of, it's so cool to be able to do, it's been really cool to be able to do Lady Dynamite and that at the same time because they're really radically different comedic styles, you know? So it's been
killing it. So busy.
Busy.
That's great.
It's cool now because a lot of these shows live in these kind of, you know, 8, 10, 12 orders. And creatively, it's really fun because you can pop around a little bit more, not like obliged to, you know, 23 episodes or 22 episodes. You know?
Right, exactly.
It's actually really, if you're fortunate to, you know.
Stay busy enough.
Yeah, get something. And I think creatively, there's so much good material now, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's great. That's what makes it so tough award season because there's so much hard to recognize everyone.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you're still performing music. You got some tour dates coming up this next year. Tell me about those shows.
It's sort of, I have an album and it's funny. We said klezmer jazz. It's silly jazz. It's happy jazz, ridiculous jazz. And that's sort of what I do. You know, I tell jokes and I sing in front of a really great jazz band.
I love that. I've seen the jazz channel.
I mean, it's somewhere in between jazz and, I don't know, cabaret ridiculousness, but it's I like to go out on the road just cause it's a fun experience. It's so personal. And
is that the type of music that inspires you generally?
It feels comfortable for me. It's very, you know, because I kind of came to these concerts through the weird angle of after SNL, I did all these musicals. So I did Wicked on Broadway and in Chicago and I did, you know, Three Penny Opera and it's very kind of formal musical theater. And I think it felt a little formal for me. Like it didn't quite fit. I love it. I love doing it as a job, but then going out on the road, like it just, I didn't feel comfortable just sort of in a party dress singing show tunes. You know, it felt like a weird mix up. So for me, jazz kind of, it's more what I listen to at home. It's looser. It's more improvisational. It's more interactive. The band is really free. I always travel with a horn. I always travel with a reed.
Oh, that's gotta be so much fun.
Yeah, it's really cool. So so that's, it's a little old fashioned, but it's kind of like, you know, an old fashioned house party. So I like to think of it.
Exactly. And as an SNL alumnus, do you keep up with the show?
Some. I'm terrible about, I tend to sort of do what everybody does, which is, you know, Sunday morning quarterback it.
Right.
Somebody
with
says.
With the DVR, like, exactly.
Yeah. And people go like, oh my God, did you see the da-da-da? You know, and so I'll
go look now.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's funny. Yeah, exactly.
Do you have a favorite memory in particular or a favorite sketch from looking back on your days?
I don't have a favorite sketch. I loved so many of the things I got to do there, but I did love this time of year there because it is a very, again, it was always my favorite sketches of mine all happened to fall in the Christmas shows, the sweaty ball sketch and the, you know, Martha Stewart's Topless Christmas and the ones that I felt successful in. We always had good moments on the holiday show for some reason. And then, you know, there were a few years that Lauren used to do this really cool tradition. It was a nightmare just logistically, but where we would go on the rink at Rockefeller Plaza. And one year, I think we had like Currier and Ives, like costumes and, you know, it was a complete meltdown getting from the end of the commercial downstairs, you know, through 30 Rock, down the elevators into the back entrance and changed and in their mittens, everybody, you know, but it was super charming. And then, you know, good nights would happen out on the ice. So there's something very kind of magical.
Oh, that's fun.
About Christmas at SNL.
And you're also a mom to two kids, right?
Yeah.
How old are the kids?
I have a 9-year-old and a 15-year-old.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun. What are they into?
9-year-old is into Minecraft and, you know, computer stuff and Legos and basketball, and he's got a million things going. And she's into, she's interesting. She's very high low. Like she went to see Call Me by My Name, and she saw, you know, she's seen Lady Bird twice, but then she also loves, Archie and Betty and Veronica.
Riverdale.
Got it. Very good.
Like, she knows Riverdale like the back of her hand. So she's right. very comfortable with, like, she's just as happy to watch a Hallmark Hall of Fame holiday special about somebody getting trapped in a snow globe till they find the spirit of Christmas.
She's seen more movies this year than
right,
I have.
Exactly. My God.
Like, no, I haven't seen any of them. She's seen Lady Bird twice. She's like, you're going to really love it, Mom. And then my husband, wow. she asked my husband, I mean, I love it, to meet her at the movie theater with her friend because it's actually rated R. And he had to buy their tickets because she's only 15 and a half. But it was Call Me By Your Name, which is beautiful. Your name, my name.
One of those, the one with Armie Hammer. I know.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's this beautiful, you know, first story of first love. It's very like slow and gorgeous. My husband actually saw it at Sundance and she loved it. She bought the book. She read the short story. Like,
look at that. She's like an old soul.
She is an old soul, but then she does have some good, you know, good old fashioned pop in her.
Do they have any entertainment business aspirations?
She's a good actress. They both do. My son's playing guard number 4 in The Emperor's New Clothes.
Oh, nice.
He does have a drunk scene, so that's a win.
And you got a stretch.
So it's not, you know, there are no small parts, only small actors.
It's true.
And he got 2 laughs on his first audition. He was came home, he was like, I got a couple laughs.
You go over it with him?
No. I mean, if they want me to, I'll run lines with them. But
only if they ask you?
Yeah, only if they ask me. Only if they ask me.
That's cool.
But my daughter... my daughter, too, she's a good actor. She's a good writer. I don't know what she'll end up doing. I mean, we don't, you know, whatever they want, but.
Yeah, support whatever they want.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
but
cool.
They definitely, they both play piano and they both tap dance. I mean, they have some. Do your kids show busy? Or?
Yeah, they're pretty, my daughter's pretty busy. She was interviewing The Rock yesterday and Kevin Hart. And
Really?
And she did the Jumanji premiere.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
She's on a Disney cartoon.
She's on Disney cartoon. She's got this other, she does a lot.
That's incredible.
She turned 7 last month, yeah.
She's more successful than I am.
She does pretty well.
That's amazing.
Oh, did you see Kevin Hart tweeted about her?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Did you see that?
Nice.
He tweeted about her right there. So yeah, so she, and that just.
Another thing that acts to make me sad.
She does red carpet
interviews. I should know this, I'm
sorry. She does live. By the way, she knows none of these people. So she's fearless when she goes there.
But
she'll recognize them. She knows The Rock.
And she's going to have amazing throwback Thursday pictures in the future.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Amazing.
No, it's fun. All right, before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers.
Oh, Ohio.
Favorite Christmas song?
White Christmas or...
No, you only get one.
Okay. It's not my favorite, though. I was just going to say that's my favorite Christmas movie, but my favorite song from the movie is Snow, which is not a very well-known song, but
How does that one go?
It's the one where they're on the train. It's all like in harmony. Snow, it won't be long before I'll be there with snow. It's cute.
Okay, now I have to do a little rewatch there.
Snow.
Last show you binge-watched?
I just finished it. The Mindhunter.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I loved it.
Okay.
It was great.
Celebrity crush growing up?
I'll wait. literally picking.
Is that because you had so many and you're trying to nail it down? Or...
Yeah, I mean, no, I liked them. I had a lot of opinions. I liked them tall, dark, and handsome when I was a kid. Yeah. If I felt like anybody was phony baloney at all, I would drop it like a hot potato. Like one time I saw Jimmy Osmond scat and I was furious and I was livid. I inherently knew that it was unacceptable.
Wow.
And I didn't like Journey. I had reactions to people. I know.
Didn't you like Journey?
I went through a really strong phase. I didn't like white male tenors.
Huh.
Of any kind. Like rock in
so
rock.
So Steve Perry just out of there, right?
Made me angry.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
It made me angry. So when I was young. So but it's the opposite of a crush. So I would have like mine would be sort of more rugged, I guess, like, you know.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I can't say Tom Petty, maybe.
Okay. Tom Petty. It's a first.
There you go.
Nickname growing up?
Anna Banana.
Anna Banana, classic. Favorite Christmas movie?
White Christmas.
Got to that. And all-time favorite Christmas gift?
You're not the first person to ask this, and I have no memory of a single gift I've ever received for Christmas. Absolutely terrible.
None had an impact. There wasn't
like
a toy at one point.
Gifts of service. So as a human, like it frustrates everyone who's related to me. I love giving presents. I love thinking of presents. I take it really seriously.
Yeah.
But I like receiving it was a gift that was actually given to me. And I'm not saying this to sell him out, but he did not fulfill his, his IOU, and that was my husband. And it was 5 years ago. It was two. We have a really obnoxious, primitive doorbell. It's like a bell. Like yeah. So it goes like, it's horrible.
Right.
It's very aggressive and hostile. And
you wanted a new bell.
He gave me a printed out IOU. Kind of, I'll put in a new doorbell, which he hasn't done. But that would be, that would be the kind of gift that I would love.
I tell my wife that all the time. We recently remodeled the kitchen.
Yeah, that's
Merry Christmas.
Well, that's what we do. So now we've mostly just discussed okay, because we went to Oktoberfest this year in Munich, which we'd never done before because it was my best friend's birthday and she lives there. And, it was our 20th wedding anniversary. So it was kind of like a big pile up of let's go to Oktoberfest. So that sort of was the trip because we went for 5 days. We bicycled around Munich together. And then
that should be the gift.
Like the couple that wears lederhosen and dirndls together stays together.
Exactly.
So that's the gift. So that's we kind of do it more for the kids. You know?
Got it. Yeah, exactly.
But I'll tell you what I don't want.
Okay.
That's fine. But then don't make up for it. I don't want floss. I don't want a vegetable scrubber. I don't want
those are mom gifts that your mom would
give
you.
In your stocking. And I will get those things in my stocking and it will make me angry.
Okay. Note to self.
Yes.
Note to self. So, meanwhile, A Christmas Story Live airs Sunday on Fox and you can follow her on Twitter @AnnaGasteyer. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Mario.
On with Mario Lopez.